Blog Talk Radio.
Hashana Tovan, Shabua Tov, Tov, Tawab, good. Yes, I am beautifully good. First day right here for the first day service, aka also called the Sunday service, the first day of the Shabua right here. After the Shabbat podcast, we fulfill the reading there for Shabbat and its beam, as it's connected intimately here with the start of the high holiday season, the high holiday season starting right here. So we fulfill the reading for Nitzavim, one standing. Need to just understand the connectivity with this Torah reading and feeding that always precedes the Yom Teruah, which is the day of the blast, the day of trumpets, known as the day of trumpets here in the season corresponding to the head of the Judaic, the Hebrew, the civil new year. And here we're in the part fulfilling, right, the season here fulfilling, the third of the Shalosh Regalim, we are fulfilling the holy year with the seven appointments, right, the seven appointments that we find within Leviticus chapter 23 as a point of reference. But here, as is I and I tried here, we're on the first day of the Shabuah here for the first day service, go into a little bit more on the Rosh Hashanah, some of the traditional meanings, interpretations, and then hopefully we'll have an opportunity to reason on it for I and I selves, see what the truth of this matter is for I and I selves. Once again, here, first day service, we'll be touching on the Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rosh Hashanah here in the season, since we're right here, you know, right here on the ear, let's see the day right here. Here we're on the, you can say the eve, right? We're approaching the eve, right? The eve of the Rosh Hashanah. So when the evening, right? When the evening comes forward, right? So looking forward to when the evening come forward. So we have 28 days, you know, 28, the 29th coming to the first, looking forward to September 26th. And the connectivity here for finding what is known as the finding of the true cross. We got a reason on what is meant Hebraically, right? Truly, according to HaTorah and the scriptures by the cross, or in the Hebrew, the Tau, right? We have the word the Tau, which is also that mark. Right, that mark, right? Having that mark of the Father and the Son in I and I frontal lobe. But what is that Tau? That Tau, the finding of the true cross. And what is the cross and what's the significance of tabernacles, right? In gathering. What's the significance of the word that we have within even the Gospel of Johannes, where the word, right, became flesh and tabernacled amongst I and I. So we've sealed out. Right, for the most part, we've sealed out, you know, the readings right there, but we need to go into some of the reasonings right here. Now, the Isaiah reasoning is very, very interesting. Isaiah here for the seventh, you know, as we're in the seventh, you know, the seventh of the Shabbat of comfort, right, bringing in this time of the new year, the blast of the ram's horn, that alarm, that preparation. Then we have the 10 days of awe, right? Some refer to it as the 10 days of awe, the 10 days of dread. Why is it referred to like that? What is the reason for the season as we move forward to the Day of Atonement? And then five days after that, this is a summary right here. 5 days after that, what do we have? 5 days, we have the beginning of the Feast of Tabernacles. But the whole season with the Day of Trumpets, the 10 days, Day of Atonement, 5 days, and then the Feast of Tabernacles, of ingathering, of booths. But this word here just resonates here from the Torah of Comfort, you know, from the Parsha of Comfort or the Haftarah of Comfort in Isaiah chapter 61, the full of fullness, verse 10 to Isaiah chapter 63, verse 9. I want to thank Aina Haber Shalanu, Ra Sahar Ahad right there for the reading of the Haftarah, as well as Haber Shalanu, Ra Ayasin Tufarai for the reading of the Brit Chadasha. the great Chadashari. But here we just zoom in right here, acapella-wise, to hear this seventh, right, of the seventh Shabbat of comfort as we move forward.
Chapter 62. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, 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 and thy land Beulah, 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 Beulah. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord hath sworn by his right hand, and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called sought out, a city not forsaken, 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 not forsaken.
A city not forsaken. So as we said in the Shabua Pass, I'd like to get into some of the metaphysics here in this Torah Parsha Haftarah of comfort right here in Isaiah chapter 62. Now, chapter 61 is the two advents, the first and the second advent. You hear one speak about the first coming and the second coming, the first and the second advent. So in Yeshaya, in Isaiah chapter 61, for the seventh Haftarah of comfort, because it's a time of soul searching, of appearing. This is the Yom Hadin period of time of judgment. It's kind of interesting too, because usually this kind of straddles the month they call October. And, you know, from other points of view and even some scientific knowledgeable points of view, this part of the year right here. And it's interesting that as we build on the study from HaTorah and through the prophets, as we seek him, you know, the Darasha, as we study the Midrash, the study right here, we can really see a resonance with the point of truth, right? So here we have the two advents. There are two advents that are in one view, picking up with the top of the chapter, though the focus verse is verse 10, where it says, So sasis v'yahuah, I will greatly rejoice. So in the Hebrew, sos, like rejoicing, asis, I will rejoice. Like rejoice, I will rejoice. The sense of that duplication there is like greatly rejoice. So sasis by Yahuwah, in he who be who ye be. My soul, now she shall be joyful in Elohai, Hailiyah, in my power. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation of Yesha at the root of Yeshua, salvation, victory. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decked himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Now, that's the plain KJV, King James Version, right? Now, what's interesting, as we start to study the Hebrew, there's a fullness that comes out, a fullness that is kind of missing, right, from what we have right here. Let's bring this forward right here, here, here. I will greatly rejoice in Jehovah, Nafshi, my soul, she shall be glad in Elohai, Hailei, for he has clothed me, clothed I with the garments of Yeshua, salvation. He has covered I with the robe of righteousness, tzedakah, righteousness, like a bridegroom who decks himself as a priest. See, until you read the Hebrew and study the Hebrew, that sense doesn't come out. Here it says, as a bridegroom decketh, and then you see in the KJV, himself is italicized. So based on that, the more direct reading, as a bridegroom decked with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth, you see herself is italicized, so, and as a bride adorneth with her jewels. But the Hebrew sense that is missing right here from the translation, or loss, so to speak, right, in translation, as a bridegroom, Yikahain, right, is from Kahan. And so we get like Kohen and Kahan, priest, the word for priest. So we have Yikahain, to serve as priest. And the sense of this is also to attire, right, to attire or to don, like to wear something, right? So the Hebrew sense is a twofold, the Hebrew two truths. And one sense of it is to serve as priest, right? But even in the priestly sense, a priest serves according to how a priest is attired, according to the tabernacle type. It's those garments, you know, those garments of the meshacha, the anointment, right? That role, responsibility. But in this here, it is interesting, because when we see this is brought out better than just decked himself or decked with ornaments, that sense can be there, but the key part is Yikahain, right? He wears, or as a priest is attired, Pa'er, the Hebrew for R. It's interesting, the Hebrew for Ar is at the root of what we call the Hebrew Tefari on the Tree of Life, which is known as Tiferet, the Tiferet, right? The Sefer, the Cipher, the Sifra, right? Known as Tiferet, you know, honor or even glory is brought out there. So here we have Kahatan as a bridegroom, Yikahain, who serves as a priest, attired, donned, serving as a priest, decking himself as a priest. Fa'er from Fa'ar. It's interesting when we start to study it, even in the Etho-Shemitic, or what they call the Afro-Asiatic Afro-Shemitic. Give thanks, heal up to Brother Tahaka. You know, I and I, Wendem, was reasoning, and he brought that out. So we're going to seek to share this, not just in calling it what the linguists call it, Afro-Asiatic, Afro-Shemitic. Check. No problem with that basic. But going higher and being more clearer, the Etho, or Ethio-Shemitic, right? The Fe'er from Fa'ar. Fe'er from Fa'ar. Now, in this context here, right, we have the Fa'ar, which means to beautify, right? In essence of glory, to beautify. Right, to beautify, like the tiferet, right, the glory, right? We have the headdress, the turban, this ornament, fe'er. Just want to bring that out right there, just zoom in on that, because that's something that if you look at the English, you'll get a general idea, but a more specific idea, right, here for this Shabbat, or here for this Sos Asis. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, right, and also take note of he to she, this balancing of the equation, as he created man, not emanated man, right? Man was not emanated, man was created in the image and after the likeness. So we see as he, as this bridegroom, right, and even as she, the bride. And think about Revelation See, that word in Revelation is based on the foundation, the groundation here, even in the prophets and especially in HaTorah. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud here, the season, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it or in her to spring forth, so Adonai Yahweh, so Adonai Jehovah, the sovereign he who be, we be, will cause righteousness and praise, Isis, the praise, thanks and praise, to do what? To spring forth before all nations, for all of the nation states. So this also states what the mission, right, what the mission, right, of Yisrael, of call Yisrael, of the redeemed, is to be. So we have the two advents in one view. We have the kingdom, shalom, and the baraka, after the day of vengeance anticipated, and this restoration of Yisrael, it extends, right? It extends forward to Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 62, verse 12. So going to the next chapter, right, was a chapter that we focused on in the audible, chapter 62. Then we have chapter 63 that speaks of the day, oh, what a day, the day of vengeance, the day of recompense. It's like settling accounts, even here in the season, settling accounts. And it's a beautiful picture that we have here, right, in these first nine verses. Let's go to these first nine verses. Remember, it's the two advents, the first advent, the first coming, right, of the Messiah, Moshiach. Many say Moshiach ben Yosef, the Messiah, son of Joseph. And then in the second advent is the Moshiach ben David, or ben David, the Messiah, son of David, who I receive and recognize in the person of Kamawi Haile Selassie. Now, think about the coronation, the shofar, the blowing of the ram's horn, right, and the horn, right, that first horn symbolizing the coronation of the king. When it says that Jehovah reigneth, in the Hebrew, he who be who he be, has been coronated, has become king. Here in chapter 63, it says, who is this that cometh from Edom, with dyed garments from Bozra, because it's Adonai coming from that judgment, even before the League of Nations, you know, the United Nations, or the League of Nations at that time, and that judgment, where he says the match was struck in Tobia and Ethiopia, but the what? But the flames, the fire will burn Europa, will burn Europe, and 5 years, right, that 5 years, meaning that return 5 years to the very day. So who is this that cometh from Edom? But now the picture, the word picture here is coronation, November 2nd, right? Coronation, November 2nd, 1930. This man was Ethiopia. This man was born there. Who is this that cometh from Edom, with dyed garments from Bozra? So we have the red and the gold coronation robes. This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save, to Yasha, right, to do Yeshua, to do salvation. Wherefore art thou red? Red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him, liken the garments, liken to him that treadeth in the wine fat or the wine vat, ? Now, what's the key here is in this section here from chapter 61, we have chapter 61, we have verse 10, right? And remember the connection of the fa'ar and the fa'ir, and the tifera, and the tree of life, and the garments, and the fact that part of the priest's consecration or initiating in him his office is those garments. This is why HaTorah says that when the priest no longer is serving, when he finishes his service for the evening or for that day, so to speak, when he finishes his service, right, he takes off the garments and he leaves the garments in the holy place, and just says, because he's not to like consecrate the people by his garments, right? His garments, the significance of the garments. How Aharon, when he knew it was time to mavet, to mot, to die, right? He went up, right, into the mountain. Moshe brought his son, right? And the garment was taken off, and Moshe put the garments on his son. The significance, what I'm seeking to bring out here is the significance of the Moshiach and the significance of the garments and significance of the priest, and particularly the significance of the high priest and those garments, the significance of the garments, right, according to the Hebrew pattern, the Tabnit. So here, as we scroll forward to chapter 63, it's bespeaking of the same fulfillment, right? He says, I have trodden the winepress alone. Who helped his majesty? Who was there? Everyone almost turned their backs. He was alone, right? He says, I have trodden the winepress all one alone. And of the people, there was none, no one with me. For I will tread them in mine anger and trample them in my fury. Right, the match was struck in Tobia and Ethiopia, but the flames of Ban Aropa burn Europe, and their blood shall be sprinkled up on my garments. They came forward beforehand to witness those 72 nations, and then we see the result of the prophecy, right, as we have here in Yeshayah, Isaiah, right? And I will stain all my garments, for the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed, the redemption, right? We see the rise of Kol Yisrael and the Beta Israel of the West, that consciousness, even among the first proclaimers of the Rastafari, that said, I and I are Israelites, and the reason for our captivity and this sojourn is because we broke the terms and conditions of the covenant. Yes? And I looked, and there was none, no one to help. You know, so when one's look at His Majesty, right, in the walking out, right, of the parable, the manifestation, the word become flesh, who was there to help? There was none, no one to help. And I wondered that there was none, no one to uphold, as he pleaded the cause of Jah people, right, and pleaded the cause of the weak against the strong. Therefore, mine own arm brought Yeshua, Yeshua, right, Yeshua, salvation, victory to me, to I, and my fury, it upheld me. And I will tread down the people in mine anger and make them drunk in my fury. And I will bring down their strength to the earth. You know, so interesting about them days, the League of Nations and all that was going on and the conspiracy against His Divine Majesty, is that before that, it was a whole different world. There were so-called European, so-called Christian, you know, rulers and kings and all of that of Europe and everything. Everything just turned around, and the whole place was smart, right? And how did he do it? Was it him? It was through his word, right? He slew them through the word. Here we have the fear and the hope of the remnant, speaking about the once lost, now found black and brown people from the time of the voice. Remember the voice? From the time of the voice crying in the wilderness. That's what we call Marcus Messiah Garvey for I and I of this order, right? The black John the Baptist. He's that voice crying in the wilderness, preparing, right, that way.
If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship as God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship Him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
Nafshi, my soul shall be joyful in Elohai, in Haile.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself.
So the fear and the hope, right? The fear, false evidence appearing real, the fear and the hope, the expectation of the remnant, right? Even the black survivors here in the Americas and the Caribbean. So here in verse 7, this section here,
compare with Isaiah chapter 1, verse 9, and Romans chapter 11, verse 5, the fear and the hope, the phobia and the expectation of the remnant in the day of vengeance. In day of vengeance. Verse 7, I will mention the loving kindness of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, praises, the Isis, the thanks and praises of Jehovah, according to all that Jehovah, Exiah, the sustainer of the good goodness, Ab, has bestowed on us, on I and I, and the great goodness towards the house of Israel, towards the Beit Yisrael, towards the Beta Israel, that he has bestowed on them, according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior, their Moshiach. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel, the Malach, of his presence, of his face, save them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. Right here, here, here. Yes, I. This word right here, we have this right here, the Passover angel of his face. Yes, I.
On May 5th, 1936, Ethiopia fell to a foreign power for the first time. Five tragic years passed before the country regained its independence from fascist Italy. Since that time, Liberation Day has become a national holiday. War veterans come to Addis Ababa to pay homage to the man who led them to victory and who has become synonymous with Ethiopia. 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 Ethiopia.
Children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. My people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. He was their Savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, 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 he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old, 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 all the
days of old. This is Psalms 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
World and they that
the world
therein,
and they that dwell therein. For he hath found it upon the sea,
he hath founded it on the sea,
and established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands,
he that hath
and a pure heart,
and pure heart,
who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor scorned his
vanity.
He hath received the blessing from Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob. Oh, yeah.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Oh, lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
I say, who?
Emperor Eye, the Eye, the Last Eye,
Jack
from King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory, yes, the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory? Emperor Haile Selassie I. He is the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Jah Rastafari. He is the King of Glory. King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Emperor Haile Selassie I.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself. Light of the world.
First day evening psalm in Amharic.
مزمور 23 بقنف 24 بمجمريا سنبت يداويت مزمور مدرنا مولاوا لإغزيابيهرنا عالمم بأرسوام يميورهن إرسو بباهر وچ مسرطوالنا بفساش وچ ماتنطوالنا ودإغزيابيهر ترارا مان يوطان بكدسنا وصفرا مان يقوم إجوتو ينسو لبو ملتوهي هنا نفسون لكنتو يالا نسا لبالن جراون بشنگلا يالمال ارسو كاك زيابير زند بركتن كمدهاني تو عملاك مهرتني كبلا ايه جيتو لدرسون يمتفلقنا ايه اقوبين عملاك تيت يمتفلق انانت مخوانن توچ بروچن كفتو يزلالم دجوچ كفتو يكبر منقوس يقبع ايه يكبر نقوس مال نو اك زيابير نو برتو النهاية እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፍ ኃይል እናንተ መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉስ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉስ ነው
ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው
here in the Hebrew the Sunday first day evening psalm right here psalm
24
מזמור כ"ד לדוד מזמור לאדוני הארץ ומלואה תבל ויוש ובת כי הוא על ימים יסדה ועל נהרות יכונניה מי יעלה בהר אדוני ומי יקום במקום קודשו נקי כפיים ובר לבב אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחם את אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעון. זה דור דורשיו מבקש אפניך יעקב סלע. שאו שערים רעשכם והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים רעשכם ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד. סלע, 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 סלע.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
So right here, you're here prepping for Rosh Hashanah, looking forward to the eve, Sunday evening. Basically say this day coming forward, the eve is the beginning part. So we're not podcasting, we'd like to share some of the basic reads and some reasoning. So right here, you're here. Let's ask the question, Rosh Hashanah, a.k.a. Yom HaTeruah. What does the Hebrew Torah say concerning this right here? In the Torah, right, or in the Bible, in Leviticus 23:23, it speaks of the Day of Trumpets, and we hear this corresponds to Rosh Hashanah, the head of the new year, the head of the civil year. But what does the Torah say?
Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, coming forward. What is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah literally means the head, the Rosh, Hebrew for Re'is and the Ge'ez and Aras in the Negus, Kwankwa, Lesan Negus Neges in the Royal Amharic, Ras, his head, Re'is in the Ge'ez. Here, Hebraically pointed as Rosh, Rosh, head, Hashanah, Ha, definite article, Shana, the year. So literally, Rosh Hashanah is the head of the year. And it is the Yehudi, the Judahite, new year, according to the old way of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Yehudi, the Judaic New Year, and it's called the Jewish New Year nowadays. Now, Rosh Hashanah, it is the first of the high holidays, the holy days, or the Yamim Noraim, the days of awe, which are celebrated and celebrated 10 days before Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonements called Yom Kippur. Now, Rosh Hashanah is observed on the first 2 days of the seventh moon, the seventh month of the Hebrew calendar, this month which is now called Tishrei, Tishrei, or Tishri. It is described in HaTorah, in Jah's directions and instructions, in the Torah as Yom Teruah, Yom Teruah,
Yom Teruah,
Yom Teruah, the day, Teruah, the day Teruah, of Teruah, the sounding of HaShofar, of the ram's horn. So here, 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 in the season, the reason for the season, preparing for Rosh Hashanah, preparing for Yom Teruah, scripturally, biblically speaking.
Biblically speaking. Biblically speaking.
In Leviticus chapter 23, let's turn to Vayikra, more properly pointed as Vayikra. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 23, and let us see and hear, what the scripture says concerning the day that is called Rosh Hashanah, in this season here, known scripturally, biblically, in HaTorah as Yom Teruah.
Teruah, Teruah, Teruah.
What is Yom Teruah?
Yom Teruah,
Yom Teruah, Yom Teruah. So here in the chapter, Leviticus chapter 23, we have the feast of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, beginning off with the Sabbath and the feast. The first is the Pesach, Passover, of the feast, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, of the appointed times of Jehovah. First is the Passover, which is Mashiach, our Redeemer, Christ our Redeemer, the Feast of Yahuwah Jehovah. Second, Unleavened Bread, a memorial feast. The third, of the Mo'adei Yahuwah, the Feast of Jehovah, the Mo'adim, the appointed times. The third is first fruits, Moshiach, risen. Fourthly, of the Feast of Jehovah, is the wave loaves. The church represents the Kahala at Pentecoste or HaShavuot, 50 days after the resurrection of Mashiach, of the Christ. Then this brings us right here, of the Mo'adei Yahuwah, of the Feast of Jehovah, the Mo'adim, to the fifth of the Feast of Jehovah, and the fifth is trumpets, which is the prophetic of the future regathering of Yisrael, the regathering of the man who sees the true good, the true God, of the Tsar with El, that prince with El, Yisrael of Yashar El, the upright of El, the true good, the true God. So here we have Leviticus chapter 23 at verse 23. So let's go to the Torah right here, and here, verse 23. Why daber Yahuwah? Il Moshe Leimor, and Jehovah spoke to Moses, Moshe Leimor, saying, Daver il bnei Yisrael Leimor, ha chodesha ha shvii bi echada la chodesha yihye lakem shabaton zikaron te rua mikra Kodesh. In the seventh month, the seventh moon, in the first day of the month, shall be a solemn rest for you, a memorial proclaimed with the blast of horns, a holy convocation, a holy invocation, outcalled assembly. Now that's from the Chumash, looking at the Hebrew alongside the English translation. The KJV reads similar, but not quite the same. Just to read this here, Leviticus 23:23, and the Lord spake to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye, y'all, have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. So the first two verses right here, beginning with Why Daber Yahuwah, and Jehovah said Il Moshe Leimor, spoke to Moses saying, Daber Il Bnei Israel Leimor, speak Daber Il Bnei Israel Leimor, speak to the sons of Israel, saying Ba Chodesh Ha Shebi, in the Chodesh, the month, the new moon of the seventh, Ba Chodesh Ha Shebi, Bi Echad, La Chodesh, Bi Echad, La Chodesh, in the Echad, in the first, La Chodesh, in the first of the Chodesh, of the moon, of the month, Yihye, to be Lachem. Lachem, to be for you, to be for y'all, Shabbaton, Zikaron, Shabbaton, a Sabbath of Sabbaths. Here we don't have the word just Shabbat, but Shabbaton, Zikaron, a memorial, Teruah. Here in the Chumash, the translation reads, shall be a solemn rest to you, a memorial proclaimed with the blast of horns. A memorial proclaimed with the blast of horns. In the KJV, the King James Version, it says, in the first day is italicized, as the word day does not appear within the Hebrew text, but has been put in some of the translations, KJV, as in italics. So what we find at italics, writing within the King James Version of the Bible, for example, those words do not appear in the Hebrew, in the Masoretic Hebrew, but are added in to give a context. Literally, it says, in the first, Bachodesh ha-shevi'i bi-echad, Be'echad, in the Echad, in the first Lachodesh of the month of the moon, Yihyeh Lakem, to be Yihyeh Lakem for y'all, Shabbaton Zikarona Teruah, Mikra Kodesh, Mikra Kodesh. So KJV has, in the seventh month, in the first of the month of the moon, shall ye y'all have a Sabbath. Now, the usual word for Sabbath is Shabbat. Here we have Shabbaton, Shabbaton, a Sabbath of Sabbaths, an extra special Shabbat, Shabbaton. And what kind of a Shabbat is it? It's a memorial of the blowing of trumpets, a memorial, Zikaron, Zikaron, Shabbaton, Zikaron, Teruah, Mikra, Kodesh. Here in the Chumash translation, in the first day of the month shall be a solemn rest. So instead of Shabbat, instead of Shabbaton, the translator translates Shabbaton as a solemn rest to you. Yihyeh lakem Shabbaton, a memorial, Zikaron, a Zikaron from Zakar, to remember, Zikaron, a memorial proclaimed with the blast of horns. Here we have a memorial of blowing of trumpets. But the word we have in the Hebrew is Teruah, Teruah, Teruah. What is Teruah? Now, what's interesting, if you look it up with the Strong's highlights, the Concordance highlights, such as we're looking up right here in my sword, what we notice is that the word Shabbat has the H7677 and has Shabbaton. Shabbaton, Sabbath, observance, Sabbatism, of weekly Sabbath, Day of Atonement, sabbatical year, of Feast of Trumpets, of the first and last days of the Feast of Tabernacles. So here it points out where in the Masoretic script do we have the phrase Shabbaton. What is it associated with? It's associated with the weekly Shabbat, Sabbath. It's associated with the Day of Atonement. It's associated with the sabbatical year. It's associated with the Feast of Trumpets. And it's associated with the first and the last days of the Feast of Tabernacles. Ha-Chag, Chag HaSukkot, of Sukkot, right? Then we have the Strong's bring it forward, Sabbatism, or a special holiday, rest, a Sabbath from Shabbat. Now, next to that, right after that, after the comma, it says a memorial of blowing. So the word memorial, Zikaron, 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 Zikaron. So Zikaron, we have Zikaron. Zikaron, 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 memorial, a reminder, a remembrance, a memento, or a memorable thing, a memorable day, or a memorable writing, a memorial, a record. Now, this word is from the H2142, Zakar. Zakar, as a verb, means to remember, to call, to recall, to call to mind, to remember, to be thought of, to be brought to mind, to be mindful. It's a primitive root word, properly means to mark so as to be recognized. Now, what is interesting is that this word also means male. In the Hebrew, the word for male is zakar, zakar. And interesting that it speaks to the B'nai Yisrael, specifically the sons. Three times in the Shana shall all the males of Yisrael present themselves in the place that Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, has placed his name. So this is an appointment. The word Zakar also means to be male. Zakar implied also means to burn, in the sense of Aishans, to burn Aishans, to be male, to make mention of, to be mindful, to recount, to record, also as male, a recorder, to remember, to make to be remembered, to bring to remembrance, to call to remembrance, or in remembrance, come to remembrance, keep in remembrance, to put in remembrance. The idea here is to think on, to call to mind, and to make mention. Now, next to that, memorial, zikron, of blowing. This is the H8643, and here we come to the word teruah, teruah. As we have noted that in the KJV, it reads blowing of trumpets. But next to the word trumpets, trumpets actually should also be, it should be italicized because it's not there. So the word trumpets is not there. A memorial of blowing. Thus, in the Chumash English translation, it says, proclaim, a memorial proclaimed with the blast, the blast of horns because of the Hebrew definition of the word teruah, 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 teruah. What is teruah? It's an alarm, a signal, sound of tempest, a shout or a blast of war or an alarm or a blast, a shout of joy. So a teruah, teruah could be an alarm of war, a war cry, a bakel, a battle cry, a blast as for marching, moving forward, also a shout of joy with a religious or a spiritual impulse, a shout of joy in a general sense. Now, Strong's bringing out as a clamor, that is an acclamation, a clamor, that is an acclamation of joy, or a bakel cry, especially clangor of trumpets as an alarum, alarum, or an alarm, alarm, a blow, blowing, joy, of trumpets of joy, or jubilee, yobeliu, a loud noise, rejoicing, a shout, shouting, sound, high, joyful, sounding. Now, the root of teruah, teruah, is from the Hebrew, the H7321, ruah, 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 reish, wow, ayin, ruah, 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 to shout, to raise, rise a sound, to cry out, to give a blast. To give a blast. So we have a shout, to shout, to shout in applause, to shout, could be to shout in triumph over enemies, to sound a signal for war or a march, to shout a war cry or an alarm of battle, to cry out also in distress, to utter a shout, to shout in triumph, to shout for joy. And in a Nephilim sense, it could have a sense of destroyed in that sense. But here, getting to the root word, ruah, ruah, ruah. Ruah is a verb, ruah. In the primitive root sense, it's to mar, especially by breaking. In a figurative sense, it's to split the ears, to split the ears with sound. That is, shout for an alarm or shout for joy. Also to blow an alarm, to cry, in the sense of cry, an alarm, aloud, to cry out, to shout out, to sense of this can be also to destroy, to make a joyful noise, to smart in that sense, to shout for joy, sound an alarm, ring the alarm, triumph in the sense of this, bring out the sense of the word ruah, to triumph. Now what's interesting is that's what it says right here. Now one translation says a blast of horns. Another translation says the blowing of trumpets. But actually, if we go on within this particular verse, it goes on to say, verse 25, ye, y'all, shall do no servile work therein. But ye, y'all, you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. So there's not a specification. Note this, not a specification. We can talk about the tried and tradition, but there's not a specification within the exact reading of the words. It says, once again, it says, Yihyeh lakem shabbaton zikron teruah mikra kodesh, which is either or translated as, shall be a solemn rest to you, to y'all. Shall ye y'all have a Shabbat shabbaton, a zikron, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, or a memorial proclaimed with the blast of horns. But according to the Hebrew here, Yihyeh lakem shabbaton zikron teruah mikra kodesh. It will be for y'all a shabbaton, a zikron teruah, zikron teruah, memorial of teruah, memorial of a shout, a cry, an alarm, a raising up, a ruah, a shout. Mikra kodesh. Mikra kodesh translated as an holy convocation, a holy convocation, a called out mikra, mikra, calling, calling, calling out, kodesh, set apart, a calling to be set apart, an ayla ayvocation, a mikra kodesh, mikra kodesh. So this right here is the seventh month, the seventh moon, Bachodesh HaShavi'i. Yet it is referred to as Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. The context of that is the head of the civil New Year, the civil New Year, because it is from Abib, scripturally Abib, called Nisan, that's reckoned as the first moon, the first month. Why? Because in it, Israel was delivered, Mitzrayim, from Egypt, and it is in the spring of the year. Here we're coming to the fall time of the year. So here in this seventh moon, a solemn rest, a Shabbaton, a day of rest on that work is stopped, being a positive as well as a negative command. This is a positive, that means ta'aseh, to do, as well as a lo ta'aseh, a not to do, a positive as well as a negative command. The man who works transgresses two commandments. The man who works, therefore, senses both a positive as well as a negative command. The man who walks transgresses two commandments. Some enter into a detailed discussion about acts that are forbidden on a festival, even on account of Shavuot. Shavuot is an occupation on HaShabbat, the Sabbath, and festivals forbidden by the Rebbeinat, by the Memheran, the scholars of Torah, by the rabbis, as being out of harmony. Being out of harmony with the observance of Hayom, of the day. Now, the word Shabbaton, translated here as solemn rest, what does this imply? This implies the prohibition of any work that does not accord with the spirit, that is out of the spirit of the festival, of the feast of the Moed in the singular sense, Moedim in the plural sense, of the feast, the festival of the appointment. During the intermediate days, there's no rest, Shavuot. Moreover, anything that he may not do for himself, he cannot ask a non-Yid Yehudi to do for him. Now, Zikron, and the pointing here, Zikron. What is a Zikron? A memorial. Biblical verses to be recited that tell of Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, his acts of remembrance and the sounding of the Ha'shofar, the ram's horn as a Zikron. So the sounding of the ram's horn, since that's a signal to Ruah, a teruah, the blast, that alarm, right, that sound, right, the shofar, Rastafari, I call you shofar. So we have the ram's horn as a zikron to him on Yisrael's behalf, to Hashem on Yisrael's behalf, of the binding, akedah, the binding of Yitzhak, of Isaac, instead of whom a ram was offered. So here, these three verses, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23, 24, and here, verse 25, call meleket, eboda lo ta'isu, wehikarabetem, ishe la Yahuwah. Ye shall do no manner of servile work. Call all meleket, call a meleketa evoda lo ta'isu. Negative command, not to do. Y'all not to do. Lo ta'isu. Y'all not to do. Lo ta'isu. Call a meleketa evoda lo ta'isu. Wehikaravtem, and ye y'all shall bring an offering. Wehikaravtem, ishe la Yahuwah, made by fire, ishe la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. These three verses, right here, for the fifth of the Mo'edim, of Yahuwah, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, trumpets, which prophetically is of the future regathering of Yisrael, of Kol Yisrael. So we have the Feast of Trumpets here, the basic Peshat, the foundation, groundational, here in Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 23, verses 23 to 25. So the question question here is, how is it prophetic of the future regathering of Israel, of Kol Yisrael, of all of Israel, Israel Hulu, all of Israel? Question. Coming forward with them.
Last year I live it and reigned in the heart of all man forever.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing.
Yes, prepping right here for the evening to come, coming forward. The reason is here, the tribe, here, make it tribe.
All ye enemies of Jah, and know that the Lord God Jah the Almighty shall wound the head of your enemies. Jah, Rastafari, I live not for the first. Oh, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him to flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Oh, let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth on the heavens by his name. Jah, Rastafari, Ali Selassie the first, who a father, strength and redeemer, who lives and rules and reigns over all living things. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God set up the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, for the rebellious dwell in dry land. O God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, father, strength and redeemer, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou did march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. But even Shinai itself was moved at the presence of God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie first, the God of Israel. Though, O God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, our father, strength and redeemer, did send a plentiful rain, whereby thou did confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Though, O God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, our father, strength and redeemer, hath prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Ali Selassie, our father, strength and redeemer, gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that carried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the flocks, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, our father, strength and redeemer, scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God, Rastafari, Ali Selassie, our father, strength and redeemer, is as the hill of Bashan. and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye high hills? This is the hill which God, the Rastafari, the Selassie first desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord God, the Almighty, the Selassie, our Father, strength and Redeemer, will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord God, the Almighty, the Selassie, our Father, strength and Redeemer, is among them, as in Shinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity the captive. Thou hast received gifts for man, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God of the Almighty and the Lord your Father, strength and Redeemer, might dwell among them. Blessed be the Almighty God, the Rastafari, the Lord your Father, strength and Redeemer, who daily leadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation. And unto God, the Rastafari, the Lord your Father, strength and Redeemer, the Lord belongeth to the issues from death. The Lord God, Jah the Almighty, shall his last your Father, strength and Redeemer, shall wound the head of his enemies, and hear his scalp of such an one as goeth unstilled in his trespasses.
Rastafari, live it.
The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan. I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, 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 Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God.
Continuity purposes right here, we had Shabbat and Tzabim, Sabbath ones standing. So right here, we still have some standing questions and answers from the Nitzabim. We had went up to, I think, question number 13. No, actually 12, 13. So we're going to just rewind on question 12 and continue. We have 20 questions here. Three discussion, reasoning topics right here, 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 here in the season. Also from the solstice, I shall greatly rejoice. From the seventh of the Shabbat of comfort, the reading from Yeshaya Isaiah. I'd like to zoom in on the words
Chesibah. My delight is in the eye, this word that's spoken to the soul of Jah people. Right? In the feminine context of soul, speaking of the nefesh. And also Beulah, according to the metaphysics. But first things first, from low degrees to high degrees right here. And then hopefully we'll be able to touch on the evening, you know, Torah reading and feeding for the Yom Teruah, a.k.a. the Rosh Hashanah. Neshana Tova, for a good Shana, a good new year. Right
here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
So for Shabbat Nitzavim, Chavarim, Talmudim, here in the studies right here, question 12. What is meant by the statement found in this Torah reading and feeding the Shabbat Nitzavim, Sabbath one standing? In Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29, what is meant by the statement, quote, the secret things belong to Yahweh Eloheinu, to he who be, we be, to Jehovah our power. But the things that are revealed belong to us, to I and I, so that we, I and I, may do all the words, the debarim, of this law of Torah Hazot, of this Torah. What does the words mean? There is enough discussion on this right here. I think we went through this one before, but this is an important reason in here concerning Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to Jehovah our Elohim, but the things that are revealed to I and I, that belong to I and I, the things that are revealed, the revealed things belong to I and I, so that we, the reason for this is so that we may do all the words, that word made flesh, that word fulfilled in reality of Torah Hazot. So this is enough reason on discussed, you know, enough discussion on this point right here, Deuteronomy 29:29, since Jah people, Ha'am, they were responsible for one another, the Aravim, Zeh Bazeh. They might have wondered how they could, quote, police, be our brother's keeper, the private matters of others. And therefore, secret, here in this context, the secret things may refer to the private transgressions of individuals, indivisible duels in the common unity in the community. Now, the people, Jah people, would be responsible only to judge revealed matters. That means public chatiyat, the chatot, the akari, sins, lack, forfeiture, you know, things that had become public, but not the private thoughts and the deeds of others. Because some would, you know, maybe some of us might pretend that, you know, we know the thoughts and deeds of folks, you know, but don't have no really evidence, but we feel it, or, you know, we spiritual or something. But according to John's direct instruction, Jah people would be responsible only to judge according to HaTorah, according to his way, Wazot HaDirect, this is the way, the revealed matters, that which has become public, but not the private thoughts and deeds. Now, on a metaphysical or mystical level, the secret things, HaNistarot LaYahuwah, HaNistarot, the secret things, LaYahuwah, the secret things of Jehovah. This here may refer to Hailahim's, the Almighty's, hidden decree to exile Jah people from such a time to such a time to extend and to extend the offer of Yeshua, salvation, victory to the nations, to the Goyim, to the nation states, black, white, and otherwise. Now, there is a partial blindness, or another way of bringing out the Hebrew, a partial hardening upon Yasharala, upon Yisrael, upon Israel. This is given according to the scripts until right, the fullness of the Gentiles, the Goyim, the other nations has come in, according to the epistle to the Romans of Rabbi Shaul, Apostle Paulos, Romans chapter 11, verses 25 to 36. Now note this, that this
mystical or metaphysical Targum interpretation, it, quote, fits with the prophecy of Yisrael, of the Beta Israel's future conversion from the astray way, right, to Yahweh, truth and life, that's given in the following verse, even here in this Torah reading and feeding, in Deuteronomy. Question 13, what did Moses foretell would happen to Yisrael, to the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, during the exile, that time of being falasha, exile in the latter days, according to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 1 to 6. Now, after your people experienced, it's all about experience, how do we know the truth? Experience, after your people experienced both the baraka, right, and the kalala, the blessing and the curse, the word sound and power for prosperity and increase, and the consequences, the tribulation, the trials and tribulation, while Yisrael, while the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, be scattered among the Goyim, among other nations, whether black or white or otherwise. Now, this refers directly to the Roman exile. After the destruction, the downstruction, the deconstruction of the Second Temple, circa 70 AD. Since the Babylonian exile was not a worldwide dispersion or scattering, the Babylonian exile of the southern kingdom, Yehuda, the Judah kingdom, you know, even we, the black Jews that were exiled in Persia. Now, Jah people would return to Ha'elohim, to the almighty power, with all their heart to cup. Now, note there's the phrase that Ha'elohim will return your captivity. Interesting phrase, return, will return your captivity, as we have in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 3. This here uses the Hebraic grammatical construction that implies that he, Ha'el, the Almighty, will return with them. So when we look at this in the Hebrew context, Vishav Yahuwah Loheka et Shevutecha, there's a sense in the Hebrew grammatical, Vishab Yahuwah Eloheka et Shevutecha, that he would return, not only he would return them, but within the Hebrew sense, that he would return with them. He returned with them because he is in Ayin Riyes. Shav Yahuwah Eloheka et Shevutecha. Jehovah, your power will return with your captivity. Return with your captivity. This reminds me of what Hawari Apollos, Paul, Rabbi Shaul, you know, said, that how the Torah, you know, is our schoolmaster, you know, until Moshiach, Messiah, be formed in us. Know ye not that your bodies are the temple? Now, this points to the second, what's often referred to as the second advent or the second coming of Moshiach, right, that was prophesied to be at the end of the great tribulation. Quote, at that time, I will bring you in. At the time when I gather you together, I will make you renowned. I will make you a Shem, a name, renowned and praise among all the peoples of the earth, of the earthly plane. When I restore, right, your fortunes, your baraka, right, before your eyes. So here this is bringing out from Zephaniah in Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 30. Now, note there's the double reference, even in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 30. In Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 20. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 20, there is a double reference to being brought in. There's a double reference to being brought in. What does this mean, Chaburin? Let's look at the standard KJV for a moment, because sometimes when you can begin to, let's say, fish for yourself, you know, King James is a stepping stone, but you have to be careful, right, that you don't stumble over it. You know, some things are right and accurate. Some other things are very questionable. So here in the Q&A, the questions right here. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 20, here's what it reads. Last verse, it says, At that time will I bring you, again in the KJV's italicized. So at that time will I bring you, even in the time that I gather you. For I will make you a name, renown, a Shem. So that's the significance of the Shem. Not according to some carnal mindedness, but a true Mashiach, the true Messiah mind, the name, right, the Shem, and a praise among all people of the earth when I turn back or return your captivity before your eyes, saith Yahweh, saith Jehovah. So there's a double reference to being brought in. Now, this is often thought to refer to two separate ingatherings. The first, for those who are in the land during the return of Moshiach, and the second to those who are still located, quote, at the ends of heaven. Very interesting verse, at the ends of Shemayim, right? Even though we're on this earthly plane, but the connection even of the heavens upon the earth, still located at the ends of Shemayim, quote, who are these? The word from Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 8 says, who are these that fly like a cloud and like doves to their windows? Question 14, Havarim, here for Shabbat, RSS number 51, the Shabbat before Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, before the Rosh Hashanah. Question 14, what does it mean that Hailahim, when he says he will, quote, circumcise your heart, according to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6. Now, this is significant. When we look at this in the context of the Brit Chadasha, concerning some of the controversies or the controversies concerning the Gentiles, the Goyim of the people, of the nation, circumcised or no circumcised, can you be a Jew? Do you have to become a Jew before you can be a follower of Rabbeinu Yeshua? All these sort of questions, they kind of orbit, right, on this topic, this theme of circumcision. But what's often left out is that what many people believe or been made to be naive is a kind of a New Testament thing concerning circumcision. And if you say, no, it's not the circumcision of the flesh, it's the circumcision of the heart. That's a New Testament thing. But then we check them right here. Here we find that truly this was in HaTorah, even from the very beginning. He will circumcise your heart. So what does this mean? Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6. Circumcision. What does circumcision involve? According to the precepts, the principles. It's the removal of the, quote, outer, right? The removal of the outer to reveal the inner. Or what ones might say, the more sensitive part. So now we know of the circumcision in the sense of the circumcision of the flesh, right? But then there is here the circumcision of Ayinai heart. So Hailahim says that he will do what? Circumcise Ayinai heart. This involves that removal of the outer to reveal the inner or the more sensitive, right, part. The metaphor here, there's a metaphor, Hebraicism, some might call it a metaphor, mashal, parabolical language here, metaphoric language here. It suggests heart surgery. So in I call chosen faithful Rastafari, seek about heart to cup, according to the teaching of I namesake. All right? You know that verse in the seventh Shabbat of Comfort where it says, whom the mouth of the Lord shall name. And then that interview that a lot of profane people like to tell Ayinai Rastafari what it means. You know, when his majesty says that I've heard of this idea. I've also spoken to certain Rastafarians, right? Rastafari, see, right there, the mouth of
right, the sovereign has named, and that is his name. But right here, just touching on this, the heart surgery, keeping it heartical. So the metaphor of the circumcision of the heart is a metaphor for what we call today heart surgery, where Jah people, once lost, now found, will be, quote, opened up. You know, when you open it up, will be opened up, right, to love Ha'ilahim, the power, without that blockage, you know, mixed up moods and attitudes, without that blockage, without obstruction, unobstructed fellowship, relationship. This is connected with the Brit Chadasha, right, with the new covenant, what's often referred to as the New Testament. This might surprise some, but even the New Covenant, New Testament is found weird in what they call the Old Testament. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 31. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 30 to 32. What does it read? Chapter 31, verses 30 to 32. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity, his own moral, genuine moral perversion. Every man that eateth sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, Jehovah, that I will make a new covenant, a brit chadasha, with the Beit Yisrael, with the house of Israel, with the Beit Israel, and with the Beit Yehuda, and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant, the Brit, that I made with their fathers. Check that right there. It's like in this Torah reading and feeding to this new generation. They have made an entrance to the covenant, but it was not that covenant, right, from before, but it's almost like a new covenant, even in the previous covenant, almost like an upgrade. Not according to the covenant, HaBrit, that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Mitzrayim. That covenant, that my covenant, Briti, that my covenant they break. Get this right here. Although I was a husband to them, saith Yahweh, hey, saith Yahuwah. Right, let's confound the idiodotes on this right here. This is important that we touch on this because the theme, even Beulah, right? Beulah, as city, the consciousness shall be called. Right here, let's touch on this right here, the theme of husband, right? Even we have the theme of the bridegroom and the bride, right? We have this also in Revelation, right? So right here, let's go here. Jeremiah chapter 30. Okay, here we go. We got the verse. I want to bring out the Hebrew of this particular verse right here. He says, it's not according to the covenant that he made with the patriarchs. All right? The same language we even have here in this Torah reading and feeding for Shabbat Nitzavim and these Torah readings and feedings that we have here. So here, what is the word, right? What is the word right here? Let's see. Look at the verse right here. But sometimes the verses don't always line up, you know, one to one right here. Okay. Then I break, that they break, that we broke. We broke it, right? Okay. Here. Mm-hmm. And just what I thought, it's actually in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, it's 31 and 31. I was reading verse 32, but then sometimes in the translation, there'd be like a verse over, a verse off. But here's it right here, right? Here's the Hebrew, right? Here's the Hebrew of it. Okay. Was at the top, right up there at the top. Give me one moment right here just to align the verses, because sometimes that happens, even in the Torah reading and feeding. Brothers and sisters and brothers, hear this. Humble Yisrael.
The Hebrews are the Hebrews.
That's true.
And those who get true,
them
will never lose.
Shocking, Murray and Dance,
this
and
one dedicated to all Hebrews.
Aye. Let them know.
Israel,
you want them on side.
Calling on my people.
Call them out, call them out.
Israel, rise and stand again.
Rise, oh Israel. Call them out.
The table is turning.
We said the table is to turn you now.
Israel, rise and stand again.
Now listen when we say, to rise up Israel and take your stand. Man, we have to know we self in the arm of Gideon. We are Israelite and not West Indian. Me tell them say, West is just another compass direction.
Calling on my people, Israel, rise and stand again. Israel, the table is turning.
In a moment, sir.
Israel,
I'm calling on my
rise
people.
And stand again.
Hear what the man say. How did we reach in Africa from the first place? Oh Israel, when the Roman Empire invaded us, in a Jerusalem we did dwell. Yes. 70 AD the Romans invaded, and we were fleeing from the Roman persecution. End up in West Africa, oh for so long we were there in exile among the
Israel,
you want the man to say,
calling on my people. Israel,
call them up,
rise and stand again. Israel, the table is turning.
The table is a turn again.
Israel, rise and stand again.
I and I are saying,
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah,
hallelujah, and it's all praises to the Most High, you know, the Holy One of Israel.
Hallelujah,
them and sanctify, them and doubts.
Hallelujah,
all that of the spiritual power, you know what I'm saying.
Hallelujah,
the One of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
the One of the Hebrews.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, and I give thanks. Yeah, okay, we see what was going on right here. We have a few, like Hebrew different, some different Hebrew texts, you know, for different verses in the scripture, you know. So we have ability to compare and contrast. So in another version, right, from another script, there's like a LXX reading that says disregarded, careless. They said perhaps some alam, he's a different word, right? A different word is found right there. So I'm looking for Baalti for like like I as a husband, he's saying he was a husband to Yisrael the Baal, we find the word hita'alamti, hita'alamti. And we said, wait, but that's not the verse. So we thought it perhaps was in a different verse. So he's looking, you know, one verse up, one verse down. But, you know, the other verses were lining up. So I came forward to this again and then get to find out that there's another reading that says, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, their patriarchs in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Mitzrayim, which my covenant, they break, and I disregarded them. So there's a disregarded them in some versions of Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 32, right? And the Hebrew there was, ve'anoki, ve'anoki, hita alamti, vam, lo'um Yahuwah. That last part right there that some translated, and I disregarded them, hita alamti, vam. Like I disregarded against them, you know. So that's, they took out, well, that's a different reading. That's not, that's like a reading, and the background on is that the LXX, you know, reading, and Melesa in the Koine Greek disregarded, careless, perhaps from the Hebrew, the alam, to disregard or hide, you know, hit alamti, right? Now the MT, the Masoretic, right, and the other text reads Baalti, 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 to be Baal, to be like owner or ruler over, or even in the sense Baal, the word for husband in the Hebrew. Now, other peoples take that particular word for the name of their Elohim or gods, you know, those who worship Baal. But here we have Yahweh saying that he is the husbandman. Right, Baalti, but the sense of it is he's the one who will rule over, overrule. He's the one who will marry. So the LXX, it translates, you know, the Hebrew, you know, in the sense of rule over. But here, right, but here in this sense, in some readings of the prophet, we have it as disregarded or the hit alamti. Right, so that's what was throwing me off right there, as so to bring this out, the last part of the verse. In Jeremiah chapter 31 at verse 32, where it says, although I was an husband to them, saith Yahweh, hey, saith Yahuwah, although I was an husband, right? So here is connected with the wife of Jehovah, according to the scripture, because a lot of people say, oh, does Jehovah, or does the Lord, or the God of Israel, or the Bible, does he have a wife or whatnot? Well, in this prophetic sense, it is brought out here, even in Jeremiah, which says, although I was a husband to them, saith Yahweh, hey, Baalti, Baalti, I was the one who was married to them, overruled them in the sense of being a husband to them, right, or married, so the sense of husband and married. This is where it connects with Be'ula or Beula, what we say as Beula, Be'ula. So I'm touching the metaphysical of that. But Baalti, the verse here, part of the verse, where Anoki and I myself in the personal, the more intimate self sense of the I, not Ani, but where Anoki, where Anoki, Baalti, Bam, Noom, Yahuwah. So just bringing out that right there, the new covenant we have also right there within the scriptures, within the prophets. Right, so the foundation of the true Brit Kadasha is here, right, in HaTorah, right? That's why it says that Rabbeinu Yeshua says in those days, one will say, Lord, Lord, haven't they done this and done that? And he say, away from me, you lawless, you Torahless ones. So we have the circumcision involving the removal of the outer to reveal the inner, the more sensitive, right, part. The metaphor suggests heart surgery where people will be opened up to love Yahweh, Jehovah, without the blockage, without obstruction. This is connected with the Brit Kadash, as we have in Jeremiah chapter 31, focus verses 30 to 32, when HaTorah, when the Torah, the direction, instruction would be, quote, written up on the heart, written upon the heart, and become part of the inner character of HaNefesh, of the psyche, of the soul. The purpose of this is, quote, so that you may live, so that we may live, the harta, the chayim, choosing life, experience the regeneration, experience the rebirth, and the new life, and the new liberty. Bringing us to question 15 here, Habarim, RSS 51, Shabbat Nitzabim, one standing. Question 15, after Yisrael returns to Ha'ilahim, at the end of days or the end times of the Gentiles, what will happen? According to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 7, Ha'el, Ha'ilahim, will judge the Goyim, the nations, the nation states. The nation states and nationalities, whether black or white, as I being said, deaf to black and white down pressler, Ha'ilahim will judge the nations that downpress Yisrael, that downpress Yasharala. This refers to the judgment of the nations, of the nation states, say the world community, after the great tribulation. So there's a judgment of the nations, of the nation states, that occurs after that period of time that many have spoken of concerning the great tribulation period. Now, the sages, they identify here the, quote, your foes, your enemies, your foes, as that seed, as the seed, the race, the seed of Esau, of Esau. Though this is to refer to Rome. So Esau, within Hebraic Judaic thought, might even from such a time refer to Rome, to Rome, to Red Rome. Remember Rome, they like that red too, right? To Rome and institutionalize Christianity, or what we call it, counterfeit Christianity, that comes down even among the Protestant daughters, the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant counterfeit Christianity, and, quote, your enemies. So we have your foes being the seed of Esau. This referring to Rome and institutionalized Christianity or Romanist or counterfeit Christianity, and your enemies as the seed, the race of Ishmael, the seed, the race of, ones might say, in a general sense, the Arabs. Now, looking at that region of the world, it's very, very interesting, but we move forward to question 16. Moshe explained to your people that the commandment, ha-mitzvah, the mitzvah, the commandment, is not too far off. It's not far away. It's not another planet somewhere with the extraterrestrials out there, way out there. It's not up in Shemayim, in the heavens, nor is it over the sea. But instead is as close as your mouth and heart. This is the opening of the mouth. The mouth, words of my mouth and meditation of my heart. It's as close as your mouth and your heart. So that you can, you are able to do it, you're able to fulfill it, you're able to accomplish it. What was His Majesty's advice to all, right, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. What commandment is meant in this case? What's a commandment? Because here in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 to 14, it speaks about the commandment, not the commandments, but the commandment. What commandment is meant in this case? Many of the Rebbanim, the sages of Torah, they interpreted the commandment to be the one related to teshuva, to repentance, to turn from the stray way and to return to Yahweh. When Yah people will return and obey Ha'ilahim after they have experienced, in other words, tasted, experienced HaBaraka and Hakalala, the blessing and the curse, the consequence of the latter days, even these end times of this Gentile world system, this Gentile world order. Now note that the goal of teshuva of repentance, as described here in this passage, is so that your people, quote, can do it. So the goal of teshuva, as it's described, the repentance, the change of mind, think different, is so that your people can do it. That is, keep the mitzvot, keep the imperative, the commandments. Question 17, discuss how the Apostle Paul, Rabbi Shaul, how did he interpret Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 to 14, in the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 10, verses 5 to 8. Rabbi Shaul, Apostle Paulos, in classic Hebraic Judaic fashion, first he quotes Leviticus, Vayikra, chapter 18, verse 5, as a summary of the meaning of HaTorah. In other words, you must keep the commandments in order, quote, to live by them. That is to say, you must entirely obey them to find chayim, life, liberty. He then contrasts the, quote, righteousness that is from HaTorah, the law, with the righteousness that is of the emuna, the imnet, the hymenot, the living faith. Only Hailahim can bridge the gap between Shemayim and Haaretz, between the heavens and the earthly plane. When Paulos, Rabbi Shaul, when he quotes Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14, quote, but the word, Hadavar, the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. Note that he omits here in his quote, the last clause, right? The last clause, the message that Hailahim's righteousness, the last clause, right here, slicker. Here Paul omits the last clause when he quotes Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14. He says, but the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. But omitting the last clause, quote, so that you can do it. Precisely, some say, because we can't do it, keep the commandments. See, it's the word of the hymenal, the emuna, the faith, is the message that Hailahim, that the Almighty, that John's righteousness comes through Moshiach's work for I and in I. Remember, Paul said that the Torah is our schoolmaster until Moshiach, until Christ, until Messiah is formed in us. And the confession of the hymenot, the living faith, it ascribes Yeshua, salvation, victory, to be of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, not based on our own so-called works of righteousness. Question 18. Ultimately, what was the choice that Moshe set Lifnei Yisrael, before Israel, before Yashirala? Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. The choice between life and good on one hand and death and evil. The choice between life, chayim and tov and good, and mavet and death and ra'a and evil. This is the fundamental principle. Fundamental principle of, quote, free will that was set before the B'nai Yisrael, the choice factor, the choice between life and good on the one hand and death and evil, the fundamental principle of, quote, free will, that Ha'el, the almighty power, does not decree whether a given nefesh, a given soul, a given psyche, will be either righteous or wicked. He does not decree it. He may know it, but he does not decree this soul will be righteous and that soul will be ratchet. Question 19. What is the consequence of turning your heart away from Hailahim, from the Almighty Power? Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 17 to 18. Well, if you turn your heart aside to the wrong side, remember Ecclesiastes. Let me just bring this up right here. Got about less than 10 minutes right here for going through the grace period. Like to ride up with the readings for day one, for ones and ones. Let's just go right here to heart. Let's see the heart and the left side. The heart and the left side. Ecclesiastes. Let's see right here. The heart. All right. The heart and the left side. Okay, what does it say right here in Ecclesiastes, the preacher, Kohelet? It said, a wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. So what heart? To keep it hard to call in Yahweh, truth and life, result, hadarek, this is the way. Which heart is being spoken of? A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Well, the natural heart, the carnal heart, think about it, is at the left side, but the wise man's heart is at his right hand. So this here is connected here with question 19. What is the consequence of turning your heart away, the wrong way, from he who be who he be? Here, based on Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 17 to 18, well, if you turn your heart aside to the wrong side, you will be led astray into idolatry that will lead to exile and to the eventual death. See, this is the consequence that Moshe was seeking to reveal to Jah people from such a time to such a time. Question 20 here to fulfill these questions for Shabbat Nitzabim, Sabbath one standing. What did Moshe entreat the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, the sons of Yashar Allah, to do according to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19? Hailahim, the almighty power, sought for the Bnei Yisrael to choose Chayim, to choose life. Baharta, Bahayim, choose. Baharta, choose the I. Bahayim, in life, in liberty, by loving, obeying, and cleaving to him. For Hailahim is your life and the length of your days. According to Psalm 36 and 9, it says, for with you is the fountain of life. Ki imka mikor chayim. Ki for imka imka with the I male mikor the fountain chayim of lives of liberty. Yes, I Rastafari. So here. Looking at the time right here. The three discussion topics here. Just to include this for the reasonment. One, come. Let's reason on why is this Torah portion, Torah Hazot, this manna, this angel's bread, always read before Rosh Hashanah, before the Yom Teruah. Come. Let's reason on that. Why do you think that this Torah reading and feeding the 51st, that's known as Nitzavim, one standing. Atem Nitzavim, you all, one standing. Why is this Torah reading and feeding always read before Rosh Hashanah, a.k.a. the Yom Teruah? Second topic for reasoning and discussion. What is Teshuvah? What is Teshuvah? What is Teshuvah? Is it the same thing as repentance? Is what we think and we call repentance, teshuvah. Reasonment three right here. Three reasonments here. Paul, the apostle, we call him Rabbi Shaul, keep him in context. Paul, he stated that the Yehudi, the Judahites, the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, have a zeal for Hailahim, for the Elohim, for the almighty power, but not according to Da'at, not according to knowledge, not according to gnosis. We could say, based on the etymology, not according to science. Since they attempt to establish their own righteousness apart from Hail, the almighty Hailahim's righteousness, apart from Jah's righteousness, according to the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 10, verses 2 to 3. So let's discuss Rav Shaul, the Apostle Paul's idea of, quote, righteousness that is of faith, or the righteousness that is from the Emunah, from the admittance, from the Amen, from faith, from admittance, from the true faith, from the hymen note. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, like to ride up right here, you know, with a hearing, right, of what in the full of full, hopefully ones can observe in the evening. This is the prepping here, prepping for Rosh Hashanah. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Yeah, Rastafari, live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the heart of all man forever. Ja.
Ja.
Ja. Ja.
Ja. Ja. So here, let's just go over the overview right here. So here, for day one, ones might want to take it down in case they see to medi on this for themselves. For the Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, day one, we have Genesis. Right, Bereshit, Genesis verses 1 to 34. Again, hold on right here. Yes, so we have Rosh Hashanah day one coming up the eve of we can say this first day here in the season, September 25th in the evening time when it begins. If you notice, most of the holidays. Sacred times begin in the evening. Also, if you notice, based on Bereshit, the first book of Moshe, even creation begins from the evening. Anyway, we have Genesis, Bereshit, chapter 21, verses 1 to 34, fire key reading, Numbers chapter 29, verses 1 to 6. We have the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, first Samuel, chapter 1, focus verses 1 to chapter 2, verse 10, Berit Chadasha, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, focus verses 13 to 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, focus verses 51 to 54. For day two of Rosh Hashanah, right? Yom HaKippurim. Now, one of the reasons is because we are in the diaspora, right? And there's a double arc of the heaven. So while it's that this time over there is a different time over here. So we have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah, day two, corresponds to the Monday, the first day. We have the next chapter in Genesis, right? Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 to 24, the fullness of the chapter, the fire key offering. Numbers chapter 29, verses 1 to 6. Then in the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, we have Jeremiah chapter 31. Focus verses 1 to 19. The Brit Chadasha, the New Covenant reading. The New Covenant reading remains the same. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15, focus verses 51 to 54. So right here, just a shout. The shout once again. I'm going to ride up with the reading and feeding for the E for day one.
Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, O Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Hear, give ear. First book of Moshe. First book of Moses, the Sefer Bereshit, called and known as Genesis chapter 21, the birth of Yitzhak, the birth of Isaac, Kaf,
Aleph. Wayahua fatada etta saraka asher amar. Wayahasi yahua le saraka asher diber. And Yahweh Jehovah visited Sarah, as he had said. Wayahuwah patada etta Sarah ka'asher amar. And Yahweh Jehovah did to Sarah, as he had spoken. Wayahasi Yahweh li Sarah ka'asher diber. Watahara. Wa teled Sarah le Abraham ben Aliza kunayo ala moeda asher diberoto Elohim, for Sarah conceived and bear Abraham a son in his old age. Wa tahara. Wa teled Sarah le Abraham ben Aliza kunayo. At the set time of which Elohim, the true good, the true God, had spoken to him. La mo'eda asher diberoto Elohim. Vayikra Abraham. Et shema beno ha nolada lau asher yaldaha lau Sarah Yitzchak. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born to him, whom Sarah bare to him, Yitzhak, Isaac. Why yamal Abraham eta Yitzhak abeno, bena shemonata yamima ka'ashara siwa oto Elohim. And Abraham circumcised his son Yitzhak, Isaac, being 8 days old, as Elohim commanded him. With Abraham ben Ata Shana Bea Hiya Waleda Laua Eta Yitzhak Beno. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Yitzhak, Isaac, was born to him. Wa tomer Sarah sechoka asali Elohim kol ha shomea Yitzhak li. And Sarah said, Elohim hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me, will laugh with I. Watomer Mia Mia Lela Le Abraham Heya Nika Banima Sarah Kia Yala Ditiya Bena Liza Kunayo. And she said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. Why ye gedala ha yeleda? Why ye gamala? Why ya asa Abraham mishete? Gadola de yom hi agamela eta Yitzhak, and the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Yitzhak was weaned. The bondwoman and her son cast out. Compare, contrast Galatians chapter 4, verse 21 to verse 31, verse 9. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, which she had borne to Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said to Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Yitzhak. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And Elohim said to Abraham, let it be, not be Make it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said to thee, I hearken to her voice. For in Yitzhak, Isaac, shall thy seed, thy race, be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed, thy race. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the Bakum, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat her down over against him, a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, make I not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. And Elohim heard the voice of the lad. And the Melaach Elohim, and the angel of Elohim, the Malaka Elohim, called to Hagar out of Shemaim, out of heaven, and said to her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for Elohim hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. And Elohim opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And Elohim, the true God, was with the lad. And he grew and dwelt in the midbar in the wilderness and became an archer. And he dwelt in the midbar in the wilderness of Paran. And his mother took him a wife, an Isha, out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, out of the land of Egypt. Abraham at Beersheba, at Beersheba. Verse 22. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake with Abraham, saying, Elohim, the true good, the true God, is with thee, I, in all that thou doest. Now therefore swear to I here by Elohim, the true good, the true God, that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, with I, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done to thee, I, thou shalt do to me, to I, and to the land wherein thou, the I, hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech, because of a well of water, which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I wot not who have done this thing. I don't know who have done this thing. Neither didst thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it, but today. And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves, and Abimelech said to Abraham, what mean these 7 ewe female lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, for these 7 ewe lambs, 7 female lambs, shalt thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness to me, to I, that I have digged this well. Wherefore he called that place Beersheba, because there they swear, both of them. Thus, like this, they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, and they returned into the land of the Philistines, and Abraham, planted a grove in Beersheba, and called there on the name of Yahweh, Jehovah El Olam, the everlasting El, the everlasting true good true God, El Olam. Wayayita'a Eshela Beersheba Wayayikara Sham Shemi Yahuwah El Olam. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers. Hear, hear, Shema, give ear. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, Numbers chapter 29. And in the seventh month, the seventh moon, on the first day of the month of the Chodesh, the moon, Yiyar, shall have an holy Ila evocation called out assembly. Yiyar shall do no servile work. It is a day of blowing the trumpets to you. And ye all shall offer an olai, burnt offering, for a sweet savor, Yahweh, to Jehovah, one young bullock, one ram, and several lambs of the first year without blemish, and their minkah, their meal offering, shall be of flour mingled with shemen, 3/10 deals for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram, and 1/10 deal for one lamb throughout the seven lambs, and 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering to make an atonement for you, besides the burnt offering of the month of the moon, the Chodesh, and his minkah, and the daily olah, burnt offering, holocaust offering, and his minkah, his meal offering, and their drink offerings, according to their manner, for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire, la yawa, to Jehovah,
let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Perfect. Bless him. Messiah. Messiah.
Book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verses 1 to chapter 2, verse 10. Professor Ma'ar will let Professor Kadus a hard deal. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim, Zophim, of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the Bain Ha Yeroham, the Bain Ha Elihu, the Bain Ha Tohu, the Bain Ha Zoph, and Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Penina. And Penina had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice the Yahweh's of Baot, Muruku, and Shiloh. And the two sons of Elah, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of Yahweh, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Penina, his wife, and to all her sons and her daughters, portions. But to Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but Yahweh had shut up her womb.
And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because Yahweh had shut up her wounds. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of Yahweh, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah arose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of Yahweh, Buruku. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed to Yahweh and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Yahweh Zebaot, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give to thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him to Yahweh all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before Yahweh, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart only, her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said to her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from me. And Hannah answered and said, no, my master, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunken neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before Yahweh. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hereto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the Elohim of Israel grant thee that petition that thou hast answered of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find favor in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before Yahweh, and returned and came to their house in Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and Yahweh remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have answered him of Yahweh. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to Yahweh the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said to her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before Yahweh, and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said to her, do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him, only Yahweh establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with 3 bullocks and 1 ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him to the house of Yahweh in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my master, as thou soul liveth, my master, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying to Yahweh. For this child I prayed, and Yahweh have given me my petition, which I answered of him. Therefore, also I have lent him to Yahweh. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to Yahweh. And he worshipped Yahweh there. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1. Verse 10. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in Yahweh. My horn is exalted in Yahweh. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as Yahweh, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our Elohim. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For Yahweh is an El of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumble are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased. So that the barren have borne 7,
and she that have many children is waxed feeble. Yahweh killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. Yahweh maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are Yahweh's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of the saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of Yahweh shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. Yahweh Buruku shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. Sune ikizi abehera. Amen. Kebole kwalu, kebole demsu, kebole hailu, kebole ketamawe hale selasi. Glory to whom word, sound, and power. Jah Rastafari.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for Rosh Hashanah, Head of the Year, Yom Teruah, the Day of Blowing of the Trumpet. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 through 54. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab, V'Habein, V'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who he be, the One. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. Ve'al debar hayishenim achai lo nikached mikem debar lema'an lo teatzpu ka'acherim asher ein lahem tikwa ki im na'amin asher meit yeshua v'yachi kein yabia ha'elohim gam et hayishenim be'yeshua ito ki et zot nomar lakem bidbar Yahweh ki anachnu ha-chayim hanotarim ad bo ha-adon lo nikadim et ha-yishenim ki ha-adon hu yered min ha-shemayim b'teruwa b'kol sar ha-malakim u'b'shofar Elohim v'az yakumu rishona ha-metim ba-mashiach. Acharei kein anachnu ha-chayim hanotarim milakach itam yachdau ba-ananim lekrat ha-adon la-awir u'b'kein nehye tamid im ha-adon la-kein nachamu ze et ze ba-dbarim ha-ele.
But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them that are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others that have no hope. For if we believe that Yeshua died and rose again, even so them also that sleep in Yeshua will Elohim bring with him. For this we say to you by the word of Yahweh, that we that are alive and remain to the coming of Ha-Adon shall not prevent them that are asleep. For Ha-Adon himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of Elohim, and the dead in Mashiach, the dead in Christ, shall rise first. Then we that are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet Ha-Adon in the air. And so shall we ever be with Ha-Adon. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 through 54. All believers will not die. Hine sod agale lakem alnachnu lo kulanu nishan hamawet abal kulanu nikhalaf berga echad ke heref ein kikoa hashofar haacharon ki yitkaa bashofar wehametim yechyu bli kilayon wa anachnu nikhalaf. Ki ma she'ata sofo lekilayon yilbash al kilayon, uma she'ata sofo lamut yilbash al mawet, uma she'ata sofo lekilayon kishilbash al kilayon, uma she'ata sofo lamawet kishilbash al mawet, az yabo davar hakatub. Behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality, the final victory over death. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Kalu, Kabarulidimtu, Kabarula Chailu, Kabarula Kadamawi, Chaile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King,
the first power of the Trinity in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Oh,
Resha Shofara Bakasele Yoma Hagen Rosh Hashanah. On the new year, the Rosh Hashanah. Tiku, blow Bahodesh Shofar. Blow the horn, the shofar. On the new moon, Tiku, Bahodesh Shofar. Bakase lit yoma Hagenu. At the beginning of the month for our I&I day of festival, Le Yom Chageinu, Ki Chok Le Yisrael Hu Mishpat Alelohe Yaakov. For it is a statute, Ki Chok, for Yisrael, Le Yisrael Hu Mishpat Alelohe Yaakov, a decree of the Elohim, the true good, true God, of Yaakov, of Jacob, Le Rosh Hashanah, Tiku Bahodesh Shofar Bakase, Le Yom Chagin, Ki Hoka Le Yisrael Hu, Mishpat Alelohe, Yaakov.
Hark unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben leave and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben leave and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to the children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim, who tries to keep holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one, who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction, and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties that is produced for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years, for blessing. For you are a generous God, who bestows goodness, and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer, and may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord, our God, Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah, and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah.
In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of...
Adonai, Sifatai, Tiftach, Ufi, Yagid, Tehilateka, O Adonai, Chara, Sephora, open thou my lips. Adonai, Sifatai, Tiftach, Ufi, Yagid, Tehilateka, and my mouth shall declare thy praise, thy eyes, his eyes, his barugata, Adonai, Eloheinu, Welohe Avotenu. Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov, Ha'el, Ha'gadol, Ha'gibor, Weha Nora, El, Elyon, Gomel, Chasedim, Tovim, Wekone, Hakol, Wezoker, Chasedei, Avota, Ua, Mebia, Goel, Livnei, Benehem, Lima'an, Shmoa, Be, Ahava. Blessed art thou, the I, Barukata, Donai, blessed art thou, Adonai, Jah, Rastafari, Barukata, Yahweh, Eloheinu, and the Elohim, my and thy fathers, I and thy patriarchs, Elohei Abotenu, the Elohim of Abraham, Elohei Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, Elohei Yitzhak, and the Elohim of Yaakov, Elohei Yaakov, the great, mighty, and reverent El, Ha-El, Ha-Gadol, Ha-Gibor, Ve-Ha-Nora, El, Elohim, Gomel, Chasidim, Tovim, Ve-Konei, Ha-Kol, Ve-Zokir, Chasidei, Avot, U-Amnebiya, Goel, Livneya, Naima Lima'ana Shmo Be'ahava, the great, mighty, reverent El, the most high El, who bestoweth loving kindnesses and possesses all things, who remembereth the pious deeds, the Hasidim deeds of the patriarchs, and in love will bring a redeemer to their children's children, for thy the eyes name sake. Ua may be Goel Livnea bin Nahem Lima'an Shemo Be'ahava. Remember I and I to life, O King. Zachreinu Lechayim Melek, who delightest in life, and inscribe I and I in the book of life. De Sefer HaChayim, for thine own sake, O living God, Le Ma'anika Elohim Chayim, O King, Helper, Savior, and Shield, Melech, Ozer, Ua Moshiach, Ua Magen, blessed art thou, the I, Adonai, Jah, Rastafari, the shield of Abraham. Baruch atah Adonai, Magen Abraham. Thou, the I, Adonai, art mighty forever. Thou, the I, quickenest the dead, givest life to the dead. Thou art mighty to save. Thou, the I, sustainest the living with loving kindness. Quickenest causes life to the dead with great mercy. Supportest the falling, healest the sick, loosest the bound, and keepest thy faith to them that sleep in the dust. Who is like to the I? Mi kamoka Adonai, Adonai of mighty acts, and who resembleth the I, O King. Mi kamoka ba'ala ge burota humi domelaka meleka me meet u mi haye. U matza miyach Yeshua. Who is like to the I, Lord of mighty acts, and who resembleth the I, O King, who killest and quickenest and causest salvation to spring forth? Who is like to the I, Mi kamoka Abba Harachamim, Father of mercy, who in mercy rememberest thy, the I, creatures to life. Yea, faithful art the I to quicken the dead. Blessed Baruch atah Yahweh Me Chaye HaMetim. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who quickenest the dead. Thou art holy, thou art Ayla, Ata Kadosh, and thy name is holy, thy name is Ayla, thy name is set apart, with Shimika Kadosh. And holy beings praise Isaiah, the I, daily, Ua Kedoshima Bekol Yom, Ye Halleluka Selah. Pause. Now, therefore, Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah, I and I Elohim, impose thine awe upon all thy works and thy dread upon all that thou hast created, that all works may fear, reverence, respect the I, and all creatures prostrate themselves before the I, that they may all form a single band to do thy will with a perfect heart, even as we know, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah, I and I Elohim, true good, true God, that dominion is thine, strength is in thy hand, Yadeka b'yadeka, and might in thy right hand, and that thy name is to be feared, to be respected above all that thou hast created. Give glory, Yahweh Jehovah, to thy people, Amika. Praise Isaiah to them that respect the I, hope to them that seek the I, and free speech to them that wait for the I, joy to thy land, gladness to thy city, a flourishing horn to Dawid, to David, thy servant, and a clear shining light to the son of Jesse, thine anointed, speedily in I and I days. Then shall the just, the righteous also seen, and be glad, and the upright shall exalt, and the pious, the chassidim, triumphantly rejoice, while iniquity shall close her mouth, and all wickedness, all wretchedness shall be wholly consumed by smoke. When thou makest the dominion of arrogance to pass away from the earth, and thou, Adonai, Adonai, shall reign, thou, the I alone, over all thy works, on Mount Zion, the dwelling place of thy glory, and in Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, thy Isla, set apart city, as it is written in thy holy words. Yahweh, Jehovah, shall reign for ever, thy God, thy true good. El Hayik, Zion, O Zion. to all generations. Hallelujah. Holy Kadosh Ata, Holy Kadosh art the I, and dreaded is thy name, Kadosh Ata, with Nora Shemeka. And there is no Elohim, Wein Eloha, Miabala Adeka, beside the I, as it is written, Kakatub, and Yahweh Sabaoth, Jehovah of hosts, is exalted in judgment. With Ha'el HaKadosh, the Ilael, with Ha'el HaKadosh, is sanctified in righteousness. Baruch atah Yahweh HaMelech HaKadosh, blessed art thou, Jehovah, the Holy, the Ilael King. Thou hast chosen us, I and I, from all peoples. Thou hast loved us, I and I, and taken I and I, and taken pleasure in I and I, and hast exalted I and I above all tongues. Thou hast sanctified, set I and I apart by thy commandments, and brought I and I near to thy service, O I and I, King Malakenu, and hast called I and I by thy great and holy and Ila name, with Shimeka HaGadola, with HaKadosha Aleinu Karata, Rata, 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 Rata,
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inslasia.
The whole place is due for
Blessed be Ab Ubu Manfatsadu Adu Amla Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch his forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days. when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Sila. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Bacharta b'chayim. L'chaim, for life. L'shana Torah, for a good new year. Yes, I. Selah, 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 Selah.